Today is the 26th day of March, 2014, and I'm visiting with Yulia from Russia.
Good evening.
Yulia, what is the, let me say, how many different Sri Aurobindo centers are there in Russia?
As far as I know, there are a lot, because in different cities and small towns, we have some centers. I can't say exactly how many, but I know that in Moscow we have 4 or 5 different groups. It's not exactly center, it's like groups. Also we have in St. Petersburg maybe 3 or 4. And of course we have a lot of independent followers. Yeah. And some people, for example, as for me, I also was in the group for several years, but then I just felt that it's time to be without the group.
To break free of the group.
Yeah, because anyway, in Russia it's a little bit different. It's not like in India, because in India, for example, for Indian people, they have only one guru, the mother in Sri Aurobindo. And in Russia, when you go into group, you have also guru, is like someone who leads the group, because you have a little bit different mentality. It's, I mean, not the same, like you, and once you feel that the only guru in your heart is the mother in Sri Aurobindo, and you can't share this feeling with another guru, I mean, something like this.
Exactly. I have heard this. I've heard this about Moscow in particular.
Yeah.
And that people want to be free sometimes of this, of a guru, but difficult to break out of the group.
Yeah. I think anyway, if you go to the group for a long time, anyway you have vitalizing connection with people and it becomes a little bit relatives, relation, something like this.
Yeah.
But as for me, I think you grown up with the group and then you have to continue, for example, here.
Yes, like like leaving a family, no?
Yeah, like leaving a family.
You're
grown
coming up, home to another home.
Yeah, you're grown up,
yes.
Should be grateful anyway to these people,
yes.
Because they shared with you many things and then move further.
And do you meet with some people now? Do you have small groups where you meet?
In Moscow, we meet, actually, we are 3 people, Natalia, Olga and I, and we meet from time to time. Yes, but we, because all of us, we went to this group. As for me, I was in this group since 1992.
It's a large group, isn't it?
Yes.
50, 60 people or something?
Yeah, it's a large group, and actually, in 1992, it was the very beginning of this group, and the person who leaders in this group, he first met Sri Aurobindo in 1970.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was a student, and once he went to library, and in 1972, and in the library he could find this jubilee edition of Sri Aurobindo's book, because it was in Moscow, and he was so touched with this, and he started to learn English in order to read these books, because his English was not so good, but he opened Life Divine, and he said, it's something special. I haven't seen anything in my life, something like this. And it was his beginning. That's why I also respect him very much. But we just, and Natalia, Olga and I, actually, we went to this group and we met there, and now we have our small meetings from time to time. But now we have an idea to read Savitri together, because before, for us it was so high level that we hadn't idea to touch it. But he in Pondi, this year, our friends inspired us to read Savitri.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So we have a subject.
Mother says a little bit every day is enough.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And I think it was Chamanlal who told us that he and Shipra read every day some of Savitri.
Yeah.
Mother says this is Aurobindo's real greatest contribution. He said he could write 100 books on philosophy, but he said, but how would it help? Yeah. But savagery is something else. Savagery lifts us. And what about om choirs in Russia? Anything?
if to talk about it, because if I will go back a little bit, because in 2009 it was my first experience with om choir, and I was really deeply impressed with this. But when you came to our conference previous year, I had really very special experience, because for me it was unknown experience, because when I left the group and I was mostly alone, I mean, in small group with my friends, and I was like alone follower. But in this summer, for this darshan,
Aurobindo's birthday,
Narad could, to say, he did a miracle, in my opinion, because in this conference, we were from different places, from Russia, and actually we're not so close to each other, because we have different, the relationship with the divine, everyone has their own. And Narad could made us together. And I really had this experience, but for a very short time, but for me it was really special, of oneness through this om choir. Yeah, and it was so strong that I really started to cry, and I couldn't stop, because it was so strong feeling for me. And I want to say that I'm very grateful to you for this experience, and for Mother and Sri Aurobindo, of course. And if you remember, we had this group from small town Ariol, and actually they have very good voices, and we wrote to each other a little bit, and as far as I know, they try to do it together.
I see.
Because I sent to them that video. You sent it to me about om choir, and I resent it to them. And as far as I understood, they try to do it. Yeah, they have this idea to do it together.
Thank you.
Thank you.